Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Radio for Your Mind. Troy Dooley here, and I tell you, I am stoked today. You know, we just finished up part one of Pushing Up People, the great book that Art Williams wrote back in the started in the late 1970s, finished it up in 1984. I was 20 years old when I read this the first time. And the basic principles of pushing up people has changed my life. And today we're starting on part two, the basic principles to master in developing leaders. And I also want to share something exciting. I told you that we've got a bunch of authors that we're working with now. And, you know, Kevin Small, who is one of the great literary agents out there, used to work with John Maxwell, part of the Catalyst Clan, used to run Enjoy. And we've teamed up this year, and he keeps sending me these awesome books of the authors that he has in his portfolio. And Alan Fine is truly a phenomenal guy. He's the president now of the Inside Out Development Corporation, but he is a professional tennis and golf and executive coach. I mean, that's what he did. He taught people this. And this new book that he you can't buy this book. It doesn't come out for 22 days. You could pre-order it. That way you'd be ready for our next training, because the next training, you already know how to be great. A simple way to remove interference and unlock your greatest potential. And I've got the advanced galley. We're going through it now. I'm telling you, this is going to be a training that you do not want to miss. As a matter of fact, this book is so good, we may move it to our new evening time show that's going to be starting right after the Catalyst Conference. But today, what's it take to master developing leaders? This is the key that we all have to focus on. See, I think commonly you'll hear people say, well, leaders are made. They're not born. There's no born leader. And I'm going to disagree a little bit with that. I think there's some people that just have those born traits in them. They have to be developed. But I also believe that leadership is an earned, or not an earned, it is earned, but it's a learned art. See, you've got to earn your leadership, but you have to learn what it means to be a true leader. And I'm talking about a serious servant leader. I heard a direct selling leader one day say, you know, you should never use the word servant in front of leadership because that's a submissive term. And I'm glad we were on one of those, you know, webinars where he was in control and he couldn't hear me laughing, because the Marine Corps has been teaching servant leadership for over 200 years. Every country that we have ever gone into, we've gone into it to serve those people. Every campaign that we launched to protect the shores of this great country, we did it serving others. And I get humorous sometimes when people don't even understand the basic root of the words in which they're using. When you look at direct selling companies, I'm talking about the great companies, the Herbalifes, the Primericas, the Vimas, the Zangos. You know, when you look at some of the old companies like the Shackleys, Forever Living Products, Fuller Brush, Watkins Products, you see companies that were built around the premise, the whole concept of servant leadership. The problem is in corporate America and in a lot of these new defangled direct selling companies and these internet deals, everything has come down to financial transactions. They forgot about what it means to have leaders in development. See, and I think that's the key here, guys. Here's the management mistake that Art starts this chapter out with. Many managers change their principles to suit their business. The leadership solution. Leaders have the highest principles in both their business and personal life. See, too many times I think in business, CEOs, founders, managers, whatever we call them, wherever they're at in the hierarchy, they think it's about processes. They think it's about policies and procedures, terms and conditions. And thank goodness we have some rock-solid attorneys that keep everything in line. I mean, we all need those things. But when you get right down to it, servant leadership, leadership as a whole, developing leaders to build your business, all flows around the principles that you're sharing. See, if you're not sharing the principles of rock-solid leadership, if you're pretending to be one thing at work and you're something else at home. It's sad. Matter of fact, I'll segue just a little bit and go down a rabbit trail. I put up two videos today on Facebook, and it has to do with my social justice cause. And my number one social justice cause is fighting child sex slavery in the United States. Worldwide, obviously, but especially in the United States. And a lot of times, because I live in this affluent Gulf Coast community, people say, well, it can't happen here. And I show them how many girls get shipped in here from Europe every year. And then today I put up a video that shows fishermen, people that love to go on these deep sea fishing trips. And they're getting these fishing trips and they're putting together and they're going to Costa Rica and Belize and Nicaragua and Guatemala. And they're going down there to be on these boats and have sex with underage girls. Now you may be saying, Troy, what in the Sam Hill's that got to do with servant leadership? Here's what it is. It's principles. You pretend you're one thing at home. These are fathers. These are businessmen. These are husbands. These are uncles, aunts, brothers. Not aunts, uncles. And yet they pretend they're one thing at home. And then they leave and they go somewhere else. See, true authenticity, true servant leadership, you're the same way in public as you are in private and vice versa. See, this is the kicker. If you want to develop leaders, see, and developing leaders is what curbs attrition rates in companies. And if you want to do that, then what you have to do is understand that if you want your bottom line profitability to go up, you have to develop leadership. You have to be authentic. You cannot justify everything just because it might add a profit to the bottom line. That will never work. Here's the first push-up principle for today. In business, reputation is everything. Prime company that focuses 100% on their reputation. They have a complete crew that all they do is scour the internet to see if there's positive or negative going on. A little bitty company that you may have heard of called Starbucks. Starbucks is constantly out there watching their reputation. I'm amazed at this company. Howard Schultz has done a phenomenal job. He stands for some very positive principles. And when you cross those principles, it doesn't matter conservative, liberal, you know, where you stand, he's going to ride those principles. Sometimes people get upset because he might have a Christian verse on a coffee cup. Other times Christians might get upset because he's got some liberal statement from some atheist on there. But you know what he says? This is who we are, and this is what we are, and we serve the whole world. We don't just serve one type of person. I respect that. When a rumor started going around the internet that they weren't supporting the troops in Iraq, they didn't sue the people. They didn't get all ticked off at the people. They went over on the blog where it originally started, and they corrected it. Then they contacted the staff sergeant or sergeant, I don't remember which, that was in Iraq that had started the rumor. And they said, sir, we don't know where you got your information, but here are some pictures of what we've been doing in Iraq, and it shows where they had been sending coffee pots. They were training some of the soldiers to be baristas or whatever you call them out there. It was amazing. The staff sergeant corrected his story. There's a website that dogs Starbucks. They don't sue them and tell them you've got trademark infringement. They have a crew that goes over there and corrects the inaccurate stories and does their best to keep their reputation clean. They're authentic with their people. Apple Computers, another company that has done the same thing. See, when companies go black, when companies go silent and they let their reputation get tarnished, when you get deep down inside, it's usually because it's a dog-eat-dog world and these leaders are changing their principles every time the wind moves a different direction. If you're in business today, whether you're a distributor in the field, whether you're a CEO, your reputation, your brand, what you stand for, is number one. I had the privilege yesterday to talk into two great leaders. Never in the history of their lives have they been in direct selling. They were real estate gurus. Did a phenomenal job at building a wonderful, wonderful commercial real estate empire. And that's my words, not theirs. But as I sat down and I talked to Nelson Crowe and Amber McDaniels, the founders of DaVita, little southern health and nutrition company that's launched. It's about 9-10 months old now. I said, what got you into this business? She said, Troy, it's all in our name. She goes, DaVita is Italian for two lives. She goes, we believe that we wanted a business where you would help yourself and then go out and help somebody else. Like some companies that say we're going to invest in charities, they launch their own charity. They have their top distributors, their middle distributors, their brand new distributors out in their communities raising money for these charities and for their charity and then the money back into the community. It's a win-win. The two of them have put their money where their mouth is, and they've helped build schools and stuff in different third world countries for kids, and now they're doing it here in the United States through their new company. They knew that they weren't the best leaders in direct selling because they'd never been there, so they hired the best consultants, attorneys, and then they brought in some phenomenal internal leadership so that they could continue to carry on the vision of the company, why people that are experts at running one was taking care of business. They've been able to sell their dream to their people so well that even their newest employees, their newest CEO, their new director of corporate or field development, saw their passion, bought into the dream, and are relocating to Tennessee from out west. Folks, that's what servant leadership is about. That's what's developing leaders. That's what you do when you protect your brand. Listen to what Art writes here. I think this is profound. You cannot fool people very long. What you do as a leader had better be right, because your reputation is at stake with every decision you make. If you're not right in your principles and your objectives, you might get by for one day, one week, maybe a year, but sooner or later, people are going to find you out. The result can be an embarrassment and ruin the reputation. One person talks to another, and soon you're out of business. So I'm a firm believer in that. There's people that get on these radio shows and they love what we talk about and they love us on Facebook. But you know, there's people that don't like what we stand for. They don't like that American flag behind me. They don't understand. I took an oath when I was 18 years old, and that's an oath that you don't take, and then when you take your uniform off, you don't stand by it anymore. When you take that oath, it's forever. I love this country. When you're a leader, you're going to attract people around you that have like-minded values. Those that don't stick very long. Protect your reputation. Second push-up principle here. And this is very important. Trust and respect. Buy a loyalty that you can never buy with a salary, with a commission. Trust and respect. Buy a loyalty that you can never buy with a salary. Jimmy and I talk about 1%er organizations all the time, inside the military and outside the military. Those 1%ers have trust and respect for each other. It's a loyalty. That's why the military is as strong as it is. That's why certain fraternities and sororities are as strong as they are. See, trust and respect. See, everyone, this is a human needs, and you need to understand this. Everyone needs someone and something to believe in. It's a necessity in life. You've got to be able to provide that. You've got to be able to give that to people. See, one of the myths in direct selling is that it's all about a financial transaction. I get people all the time that say, Troy, we don't understand why you don't dig deeper into compensation plans in companies. And if you look at my track record, you see that I do when they're a high-risk company, and I share why they're high-risk based on their compensation plans. But when I see a company that launches because of a mission, because of crusade, because of a product that has changed the life of a founder or a family, then you know what? We could care less about the compensation plan. And I'll tell you why. I guarantee you that the compensation plan will always catch up with the dream, with the passion. I'm a firm believer that when it comes to compensation plans, that you can take the greatest compensation plan ever created, Dan Jensen, Rod Cook, wouldn't matter who it is, You could take that compensation plan that has been put together with every mathematical algorithm that there is possible to create the fastest millionaires in history. And if a person hasn't bought into the leadership of that company, if they don't believe in the quality and the value of the product, if they don't believe in the mission and the passion, they will fail. On the other hand, you can take the worst compensation plan ever created, probably one I put a pin to. Won't have a pot to pee in for 100 years. But if you believe in the quality of the product, if the leader's authentic, if you believe in the mission, I guarantee you somebody's going to be a millionaire based on the fact they're going to go out there and they're going to share an authentic story with somebody else. Yesterday when I was talking to Amber and Nelson, and Amber started sharing with me a story about her grandpa. She started sharing with me that as a little bitty girl in Alabama, she would go into her grandpa's grocery store, and she'd watch people come in there, and they'd get a little bit of groceries, and they'd go up to their grandpa, her grandpa, and they'd talk a little bit in private. Her grandpa would pull out a little wooden box. He'd open it up, and he'd pull out a little pad, and he'd do a little doodling on it, and then he'd have them sign it. He'd give them a big old smile, and they'd smile back, and they'd walk out of the store. She got to be a little older, and her papa died. Her and her grandma were going through a storeroom. In the back of that storeroom, there were all kinds of these little boxes. When she opened them up and looked at them as a young lady now, she realized that all those little slips of paper were IOUs. And she looked at her Mimi and she said, I don't understand. Why didn't Papa ever go and collect? She said, honey, it wasn't about the money. It was about pushing people up. It was about letting them keep their dignity. They didn't want a handout. They just needed a hand up. Your Papa understood if they had to sign their name to an IOU, then they felt like they could still, one of these days, pay that off. Your Papa just kept forgiving the notes. He didn't care. God blessed us. That's a man. That's a leader that passed those traits on to a young lady now that owns a direct selling company that by the end of the first year won't be a gigantic success story, but will have taken a company from $0 on January 4th of 2010 and should be able to close the books on December 31st, 2010 with volume of over $5 million rolling through the doors. Because she believes in giving people a hand up. Reputation. A push-up principle. Developing leaders. Making sure that you stand for something. The other thing about little old DeVita that I just like, and we're going to do a great review on this, but I'm using them as an example today because I was so taken by their story. So many companies in direct selling these days want to use what's called a binary compensation plan because it drives a gigantic money story, a financial transaction almost right out of the gate. But it has no substance on the back end. It doesn't talk about the product. It doesn't talk about the mission. It doesn't do any of that. Here's the fun part. When they sat down with Dan Jensen to create their compensation plan, Dan didn't want to talk about money. Dan took a little over 2 hours and said, just share with me your passion, share with me your vision, share with me what you want to do, and then together we'll figure out a compensation plan that matches your passion and your vision. Folks, let me tell you something. When the top consultants in the business are saying the same thing that a few of us in the field are telling you, that it's not about the compensation plan, that's the last ingredient, then you need to understand that I don't care if you're selling pharmaceuticals, you're selling copiers, you're selling dog food to Walmart. If you believe in what you're doing, if you understand it, you're going to make it. I had a guy tell me the other day, he said, Troy, your whole concept doesn't make sense. I said, all right, share it with me. He said, well, you tell me that for me to be a true crusader with my company, I need to be on the product. I need to be using my auto ship, not just sticking it in the corner of my garage. I said, that's absolutely correct. He said, well, that doesn't make sense because if I sold dog food, I wouldn't be taking the product. I said, you know what? That's almost correct. He said, what do you mean? I said, I happen to own a feed mill where we actually created and developed horse feed, dog food, food for cows, all that stuff. I said, I had a formulator that worked for me called Grumpy. He'd lost one of his hands. He'd been at the feed mill for so long. We'd bought it 25, 30 years into its existence. I said, you want to know what he did? He would formulate the stuff and then he would eat it. He would make sure that it was coming out exactly the way he wanted it to come out. We had one of our feeds that most of the cattlemen would get in Kansas City from us. It was called Apple Jacks. And it had apples, molasses, all kinds of good stuff in it. And every batch that Grumpy made, I told this guy, I said he would taste it to make sure it was right. I said, but more than that, I said, you're right. I owned the company and I didn't taste the feed. What I did was I became a student of what the farmers were looking for. I understood why we put urea in some food and why we didn't. I understand why some food was organic and why it wasn't. I understood what it meant to put something through an extruder and why we did it with some and we didn't do it with others. I said I knew about every seed that we offered in our tack shop. I knew about the different leather that was needed. I said, see, I believed in what I was doing, and I loved it so much that I gave up a VP position with the mergers and acquisition firm to run that feed mill. See, when you believe in something, when you want to put the best out there, then it's always about the mission. It's always about the purpose. Think about this for a second. For 11 years, Dalton and I have gone to Atlanta every October. The first 7 years, it cost us close to $1,000 every week we went up there. Not counting books and DVDs and videos that we would buy for self-help, for development, spiritual growth. Every year. The last 4 years, we have volunteered for a week each time. We show up. We'd be in the background. Every now and then you'll see us on a video. We put one up on Facebook, but unless you know about our bald heads and the shirts we wear, you wouldn't know who we were. We volunteer our time because we believe in the mission of Catalyst. We believe in the movement. We believe in the community. We've watched it grow from 600-700 people 11 years ago to over 15,000 leaders from around the world. With speakers like Seth Godin. Seth is one of the greatest marketers on earth. Did you know he's an atheist? Why would an atheist show up at a Christian-backed conference where they talk about Jesus Christ? You want to know why? Because Seth understands the power of community. He said, you know, we don't have to agree on everything to be able to know that we want to be in the betterment of the world, that we want to create tribes of like-minded people. He shows up. People like that, when you can cross the cultures because of your passion, because of your authenticity, because you're a reputation-driven person where you want to do it right, where you want to build trust, the sky's the limit. See, this is what I love about this. Listen to what Art writes here, because this is profound. Everyone needs to be somebody and have something to believe in. As adults, most people have learned the hard way that many people are only out for themselves. They have discovered, often through a hurtful process, that many people can't be trusted. I call it the I've been shafted syndrome. Art writes, you'd think everyone would be jaded, but the truth is past hurts make most people more appreciative of someone who's trying to do it right. In 1982, I underlined these words. Listen to this. If you can develop your people's trust in you, they'll return the favor with a loyalty and a devotion that you can't buy with a salary. Folks, that is 100% true. They will give you 150%. You know, I've got my good friend Tommy Hopp, and we chat and we talk, and man, he's been a life changer for me. And he gets on me all the time. Well, he doesn't. He teases me because I watch the Sons of Anarchy, the new outlaw biker show. But see, one of the things that I love about that show is not about the right or the wrong, not about the actual plot line per se, but the fact that it does show the culture of loyalty. It's a family. It brought me back to my Marine Corps days. See, there's a myth out there about Marines that says, you know, well, you're never an ex-Marine, but you're a former Marine. No, you're not. See, once you've earned the right, and it's an earned right to be called a Marine, you're a Marine for life. Do you know there's guys that I meet with on at breakfast that are in their 80s that were Marines before I was born? And we sat there and we talked. Actually, I listen and they talk because you learn to respect people. It's amazing what you can learn from a past generation who've already been there. When you build trust, when you build loyalty. I watched our church go from 35 people 5 years ago to well over 400 today, meeting in three services, starting a second campus in a second city. Because of trust and respect. Art writes this, if you want your people to succeed, you've got to give them an example of fairness and honesty above any example you set in the areas of knowledge or technical expertise. Put another way, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. It's not a cliche, it's a fact of life. If you're having trouble with your teenagers, maybe it's because they don't know how much you care. All you're doing is bitching and moaning and griping and complaining. Maybe if you want your wife to give you a little bit more loving, you'd show her a little bit more passion, a little bit more caring, a little bit more understanding. Ladies, if you want your husbands to give you a little bit more passion, a little bit more caring, a little bit more romance, you start showing them, not telling them, you show them how proudful you are of what they're doing for the family, what they're doing for you. Trust and respect and leadership is a two-way street. The last push-up principle, before you can become a great leader, you've got to become a great person. I believe that before leadership ever enters into it, you've got to become a person that loves themselves, that believe they're here for a purpose, that are going to go out there and change the world one person at a time. So when you become that kind of person, when your character is out there, it's going to be flawed. We all have flawed characters, but when you're wearing it where people can see it, when you put a bullseye on your front, not on your back, you're not running away, you're running towards them. That's when you can start leading other people because they will understand you're willing to do what you're telling them to do. You're willing to put that honesty, that integrity, that spirituality, everything on the line. That's when you start earning that respect, earning that loyalty. See, it's important that your people understand what you're trying to accomplish. That it's more than just a financial transaction, that it's people under leadership. And the more people under leadership that you can get, the more leaders under leadership that you can get, the more legacy building that you can do, that you stand for something so big and so powerful that it will outlast your leadership. When they understand that, that's when they'll start saying, man, I'm proud that he's my leader. I'm proud that she's leading this company. That is when you start on the process of developing these great leaders. Folks, tomorrow, total commitment is the first step to greatness. It's going to be an awesome training. Live life like it's an epic adventure. I'll see you at the top. Be back here tomorrow on Radio for Your Mind. Bye now.